Dalit. Pasuk Lamed Dalit is on page 338. I apologize for the delay. We have to get this straightened out. I don't know what's going on here, but let's see. Kaveh yearn el Hashem ushmor darkoi, and guard Hashem's way v'yroim mimcho l'reshes oretz. Hashem will elevate you to guard the earth, the Kodesh Rishon Tira, page 340. The last one on page 338. David concludes this mizmar by again, we are vacillating between the tzaddikim and the Rishoyim. And David says, Yorn el Hashem ushmor daraka, guard his way, v'yroi mimcho. Hashem will elevate you, l'reshes aritz, to possess the earth, b'kodesh Rishoyim Tira. And when Hashem cuts off the wicked, you will see. And this idea of witnessing to see the wicked be destroyed is a very big topic. Lot, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first time we find this day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Sodom, Hashem and Hashem saved Lot, Hashem said, Al Tabit Acharecha, don't look back. You do not deserve to see the wicked people of Sodom be destroyed because you should be part of them. You do not deserve it. And Lot's wife did not obey. Vatabet ishtoi acharav vatahi nitziv melach. She turned into a pillar of salt. Yam hamelach. Yam hamelach is a reminder. Ad hayoyim hazeh. What happens when you look at something that you're not supposed to see? Shemiras einayim. You're not supposed to see.
You don't deserve it.
Why? Because you also should have been destroyed. The only reason why you're being destroyed is zechus avos. It's amazing. Not zechus avos. Someone else's merit. You're riding on someone else's coattails. So it's a very fascinating concept. Is that if you don't deserve it, so why are you being saved? Why are you special? Who do you think you are?
It's a favor to someone else.
Either you deserve it or you don't deserve it. Right. So therefore, that's where the idea comes down for me. That if you don't deserve it. Okay, we don't understand why, that's how it operates, this principle, but the very, very least, do not look and witness what the suffering of others, which really should have come upon you. Le'osilovo, or lavdafka, during times in this world where people merit to actually witness the churban, the destruction of their enemies. And in those instances, it's deserved. Look, Egypt, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayar Yishol es Mitzrayim, Meis al Sfas Hayam. They witnessed to see the Egyptians dead al Sfas Hayam. Chazal said that every single person saw their master. Bahashkocha Pratis. You know, there were 600,000 people, there were a lot of dead bodies. A lot of people, Sheish Me'is Vechem Bocher. And yet, Bahashkocha Pratis, every single person was able to see his master dead. Isn't it amazing how everyone found their person? And in fact, Chazal said that every Jew, this is a really strange medrash, had a dog. You think only today people have dogs? You walk down the street, there's a building right near. You know. I heard this from a few people. You know where Shalamis used to be. Okay, they built there that new apartment building has how many units? I think 300 units. So that building, there's a nickname. People call that building the dog building. Why do they call the dog building? Almost every single person who lives there has a dog.
They have a dog park there?
In the dog park? Do they? Who knows? Every single person there has a dog. Every person in that building, all these yuppies. It's interesting. There are some young, a lot of them are not Jewish. Exactly who they try to sell it to. They succeeded. Okay, there are a lot of people who live there, young couples, young, whatever. People who live there, not religious, not Orthodox Jews, I don't know who they are, but young people live there, and they have children. I see a lot of different types of people who come out of their building, and they all have one thing in common. They all own a dog. They also, so in the Orthodox community, I don't think it's all that common. It's not that common in this neighborhood.
More common than it was.
Okay, it's true, but in this neighborhood, in Borough Park, I don't see it. I don't know what goes on outside of New York. What?
Block, I see on a Shabbos morning, 2 or 3.
Religious Orthodox Jews?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm not saying. Fine.
Yeah. So, they're young.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right. A lot of people have dogs, but it's so some people, you know, it's not everyone is a fan of dogs. Some people.
Scared of.
It depends who. All different types of people. Some of them love it. Some of them are not so happy. But the Medrash says that every single member of Klal Yisrael had a dog when they left Mitzrayim. That's what you have, a dog. Yeah, everyone has a pet, a dog, a pet, they have whatever, they have a dog. And at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Medrash says that when Hashem spit out on the Sfas Hayom, the Egyptians, everyone went with their dog, their personal dog, and they went to the Egyptian that was dead, was withering, it was dying, and their dog bit into their neck. The dog finished off the master. The Jews were the slaves, the Egyptians were their masters, and the Jews now, after the Yam spit out to the Al-Sfas Hayam, their previous masters, the Jews who miraculously survived, went with their dog, and each individual brought his dog to his master, and the dog bit into the neck of the master.
In Europe, the statues, they used to have dogs. Yes, but more important, so did the Nazis.
Yeah. Okay, so dogs, now, are we to take that Medrash literally? No, there are many Medrashi Chazal. What exactly whatever Medrash means? Are we taking it? Certainly, it doesn't seem that in the picture books.
We don't
seem that, you know, the kindergarten, they give out the parsha sheets, they have pictures. We know Avraham Avinu was dressed like a Satma Chosid, and they have Kriyas Yamsuf. I never saw in the picture books from the third graders a Kriyas Yamsuf where every single Jew leaving Mitzrayim had a dog. And the dog went and bit the neck of their master. We don't see that. But yet, okay, so it says Vayari Yisraelis Mitzrayim Me Salsva Sayon. Yet it says Bailot Vatabait Ishtoy Achara Vatihi Nitziv Melach. Here it says that L'Asalavo, it says V'damimucho L'Reshes Oretz, Hashem will elevate you to possess the land, Bikares Rishoim, and when the Rishoim are cut off, Tire, you'll merit to see. This is a very big bracha. Because this bracha is telling us, incidentally, you're going to deserve it. That you're going to earn. The day will come, Klal Yisrael, when you will earn your keep. You're not going to be, when a person is taking a handout and it's not deserved, there's no satisfaction. The day will come when you will merit to see your enemies be destroyed. Let's go further. We see Rasha audits. This is a very beautiful pasuk. This pasuk is a very sophisticated use of the language. David says, "Re'isi, I witness a Rasha Aritz." Aritz means a tyrant. Aritz means what's the Sheirish? It's a hard word. The exact definition of the word Aritz. It means a tyrant, a strong, wicked person, powerful. Oh, Naritzcha. Let us. So Naritzcha means we should declare you, Hashem, as being the Almighty, the All-Powerful. We declare Hashem as being the Almighty. Aritz. Aritz means power. When you put the word Aritz next to a Rasha, it means a Rasha who is very powerful, who is a tyrant. And now comes a very difficult word, Umis Ore. What is the word Umis Ore? There's not a common word. And it means here, there are really two translations given in the Mepharsh. Either it means they are deeply rooted. Deeply, not mushush. There's being rooted, and then there is being deeply rooted. You just can't pull it out of the ground. The roots, there's an intense network of roots in the ground where you just can't go take a shovel and uproot this tree. The trees, the roots can travel for hundreds of feet, okay, hundreds. You see what, how powerful roots are, how they can cause sidewalks to buckle, can go. They can eat into pipes. The power of roots is unbelievable. And you have some object which is deeply. This is what it means with the Rasha Umisore. Ke Ezroch. Ezroch means a citizen. Ra'anon, that is. A native, it means he ain't going nowhere, this guy, this, and his ra'anon means fresh, well established to a degree, to the nth degree, well established to a very, very strong degree, where it is al piderech hateva impossible to rid yourself of these, of this network of wicked people. And yet, you know what happens? Hashem runs the world. One day you wake up and vayavor vihine einenu. He passes by. Now, what's vayavor? Who is the subject of vayavor? Is it you? One day you pass by vihine einenu. What a shock. Every time it says the word vihine in Tanakh, it's a surprise. Surprise. Vihine Leah. Yaakov Inu gave Rachel the simonim. He worked for her for 7 years. He wakes up the next day. Vihine. Surprise. What? After all this, after working for her for 7 years and giving her the simonim and having a wedding last night, and it's and this is Leah. Vihine Leah. Are you talking? Okay.
We previously discussed this. I brought up the Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem Eseyo Hanavi.
Surprise. It's a shock. Yeah. Every time it says the word Vihine in Tanakh, it is a surprise. We have to add this to our list of people who sponsor Kiddushim in this group. Whenever it says a Maisa, Maisa Meir sponsor Kiddush. Whenever it says Kloimar in Rashi, it's a Yom Tov, no Tachanun. Whenever it says Ella, I sponsor a Tainus Tzibur. And whenever it says Vihine, who's going to sponsor it? Someone has to sponsor a cake. A cake, a birthday cake. Surprise. The word vihine is a surprise. Who would ever imagine? It's exactly over here, very appropriate here in this pasuk. Over here we have the Rosh Aritz Umisore B'Ezrach Ra'anan. Look how many words there are over here. These are, each one in and of itself is the reason why it is a shocking thing that to get rid of this guy. Number one, he's an audit. You know, just the fact that he's a Rasha. Just a, you know, Rasham by themselves, even the weak, they don't go anywhere. Rasham always, they bother you, they just can't get rid of. A Rasha in its own right is something you can't get rid of. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min uraf. It's an old friend from the youth. Just being a Rasha alone gives you kedima. On top of that, he's not just a Rasha, he's a Rasha Oritz. On top of that, he's also umis oreh, deeply rooted. On top of that, he's an ezrach. He has rights. He's a citizen. He's a citizen over here. He is a native to this place. And on top of that, ra'anon, he's blossoming. He's flourishing. He's doing extremely well. He's at the top of his game. Each word here alone is by itself a statement that this guy is going nowhere. The koyach of rishus is a very powerful koyach in its own right. Forget about being powerful, rooted. Just rishus is a koyach in its own right. We always discuss, I told you, all these cartoons that they teach children are fairy tales. They always show, when you watch a cartoon, they're the forces of, I don't know, today we live in a woke society, so everything is in the sapachu. But when we grew up over here, it used to be when you watch cartoon, a Superman cartoon, they are the forces of evil and the forces of good, and the forces of good always prevail over the force of evil. That is apikorsis. That is sheker v'chazav. Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizvei biyado, you would never survive. Chazal make it super, super clear. The forces of evil are more powerful than the forces of good. The forces of Ra will always win. The only reason why a tzaddik survives is siyata d'shmaya, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the koyach to overcome the koyach of Ra. So just the word Rasha alone connotes we're in trouble. We have here a force that's beyond our control. Number two, he's Oritz. He's very powerful. Number three, he's umis oreh. He's deeply rooted in society, deeply rooted. You just can't go push him away. Number four, he's an ezrach. Hey, this is my country here. Who are you? Who are you? Who do you think you are? This is my place here. I'm the boss here. And number four, ra'anon. Number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Who says ra'iti? I saw. And the letter ayin.
Appears in each one, wow, each one. Quite right. It's right. Ode to Miss Ode, even the Rasha, the end of the Sherish of Rasha is an Ayin. And in Ezrach, the Aleph and the Ayin have a very similar
and
sound.
He goes to the next Pasu,
Vayavar an Ayin.
Uses the Nuns.
Ooh.
Nan.
Vihine Einenu Varak.
He finishes with a Nun.
With a Nun.
And Vihine
Einenu.
Velo Nimsa.
Velo Nimsa. Three Nuns. Very good. Beautiful. Bichidushe Rabbi Kalman. Yes, yes. Also, Re'isi, it's interesting that Re'isi, before we had Nar Hoyisi, Gamza Kanti, Veloy Re'isi Tzadik Nezav. Nar Veloy Re'isi. Who's Veloy Re'isi? There it says it was the Tsar Ha'olam. The Tsar Ha'olam. Mi Amaray. The Tsar Ha'olam, Michael. Over here, it doesn't say. Doesn't say over here that the Tsar Ha'olam is the one. Who's the one that's saying Re'isi? Who's the Re'isi? Is this a continuation of the Tsar Ha'olam? Was this is David himself saying this? I don't know. First, don't say that over here. But again, this
but,
I
believe. The only way David could say Re'isi is if he has a prophetic vision, which happens.
Obviously. The whole Sefer Tehillim is Al Pi Nevuah. Obviously. Obviously. Okay, but I believe this is a very important Yesod. There are five different expressions in this Pasuk. And each one, in and of itself, is a koyach that does not go away. Does not go away. This is the reality of the world. Rishoim are here to stay. Just being a Rasha in and of itself. Being an Aritz, you can't fight with City Hall. Okay, who are you going to go up against? You can't go up against the government. Watch out. Then Umis Aret, roots, another problem. Ezrach, they have legal rights, and you're going to go fight Ra'anon. They're successful. They're fresh. They're vibrant. You're going to be able to overcome this koyach of Ra with five fingers. Like you put your five fingers agudosai al eretz yosata. Five expressions, each one in and of itself is a koyach that you really can overcome. And yet, Vayavar Hashem al Pono, Slichas, Vayavar, who passes over? Who's the one that passes over? I'm sure this is subject to debate. I prepared a little bit today for this, but Vayavar, over here it says, it doesn't really say, it seems like the person, an observer. One day we're walking down the street and we say, where is that guy? Where is that koyach, that institution who was a Rasha, Aritz, Umisoreh, Ke'ezrach, Ra'anon? Where are they? What happened to them? V'hine, the unexpected. Hine, Kiddush, Hine, the unexpected. Can it really be? Can it really be the Agudosay al Eretz Yosta? The koyach of Rishus in its full glory, can it really be that it just disappeared suddenly? Yeah, that is the way the world goes. That's the koyach. Oh, so that's the question. The mitzudas doesn't seem to. The mitzudas seems over, obviously it's subject to interpretation. Vayavar means who is being vayavar? The rush of this whole collection. Okay, fine. They vayavar. They pass away, or does it mean vayavar? We give up. We just give up. Listen, that let's just get used to, that's the reality. Just don't bother it. It won't bother you. You stay away. Vayavar. And one day
there are expressions like that in Mitzrayim.
The Hashem is going to pass.
But I'm leaning towards the former rather than.
Vayavar Hashem al pana vayikra, who is the Vayavar? So Hashem was Vayavar. Hashem passed over al panav gizuntayin, al panav, who's the panav? We learned two perushim. Pasha Peshad is al the panav of Moshe. Vayavar Hashem al panav before Moshe. And then we learn Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem, he pulled a talis over his own panim. Vayavar Hashem, Hashem was Yavar, he draped upon his own face, shocking chiddush, al panav a talis, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, il moli mikro kos of ef shalom amar kaviyachol, a kodesh baruch hu is nisatif betalis veher le moishe rad moishe Seder, Pashup Shat, Hashem was Ya'avar, he draped his own face with a talus. Okay, but there the word Vayavar means Hashem was doing the action. Here, Vayavar, it means that the Rasha passes away. The Rasha is Ya'avar, he passes away.
Or we can say that David says it. I
pass by. I will pass. The day will come when I will pass. And I pass. David is saying. So you want to say that it's the subject of the word Vayavar is David. David passed by and he's gone. Vihine, the utter shock. How can it possibly be that the Koyach of Rishus completely just disappears like smoke? V'chol harisha kula ke'oshon tichle. Kisavir memsheles zodoin minaretz. Memsheles zodoin is bigamatria, the administration of Biden. Just add a few more dots, something. I don't want to insult anyone over here I don't know what people think. Listen, Biden has their 30% of the country hold that he's doing a very good job. So I don't know who that 30% is. But you know, you never know. There are people that who are those 30%? It's a big number. It's a lot of. That's a very big number. Vayavar vihine einenu, hine einenu va'avak sheyu. So David, this is human nature. Can it really be? Can it really be? You have this in Yeshaya a lot. You have it in the Shivdin Nechemta. I think it was the first half Torah of the Shivdin Nechemta, and it's talking about Klal Yisrael. They look around. And they see all these kinderlach. You go to Eretz Yisrael, and you see Kenai Nahari, you see incredible things. And you scratch yourself on your head. And who are these children? Where do they come from? How could it be? How could it be that Klal Yisrael, is thriving? And yeah, that Vavaksha, is it really true? Can it really be the same way Latoiv, just like, sometimes you have to, wow, I was zoichet to such incredible bracha. Is it really true? Let me go look again to make sure that I'm not dreaming. The Rasha is gone. Really? The Rasha is gone? He's really gone. It's really safe to go outside in the streets? They're gone? Really? Let me go see if it's really true. Or you're telling me a baba maisa. Vavak sheyu. Yeah, it's true. I went to clarify if it's really true that the wicked are no longer Deloy Nimtza, and the Russia ceases to exist. Incredible! These two psukim are incredible. Next, Shemor Tam Urei Yashar. Hashem says, David finishes off Shemor Guard Tam. Okay, now what does that mean in this context? There are many perushim. It means guard Tamimus. Tamim Tihyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. It says in last week's parasha, a person should be Tamim, wholesome. Guard the mead of Tanimus, Ure'e Yoshar, and see that you live a life of Yashua. See to it.
You see, they say that in this pasuk in the Levaya also.
Yeah? Could be, I don't know. Well, the last psukim, the most famous psukim in the world, Pasuk Lam, Mites, and Pasuk Mem, this is everyone's favorite two psukim. You have nightmares from this pasuk, right? You know, I used to always daven my whole life Nisach Ashkenaz. So I don't know, then I don't know what happened. Somehow I ended up davening Maariv, and what are they saying over here? Shram Alois, what's that? What? If you daven your whole life Nusach Ashkenaz, and all of a sudden you go to Chassidus Shtibel, Shram Alois, what are they saying? And then Yisgadal Kaddish, like, I know it's the utter shock. I remember when I was a kid, never knew from this, they either never went to Maariv, whoever went to Maariv. And if you went to Maariv, you become like 12 years old, you go to Yeshiva, go to Mishmar, and they daven Maariv, over Hurachum, you learn about Maariv, and then you get a little bit older, you start going, hanging out in strange places. And all of a sudden, you're taken over. And these two psukim, Us Tishuas Tzadikim Me Hashem, Mo'uzom Be'ei Sodo, Vayazrei Hashem. Okay, then you learn these psukim. Okay, we'll get it very soon. Shemar Tamu E Yashar, guard a life of Tanimus. We'll read them soon, but there are different perushim what this means. Guard a wholesomeness. Re'eh yashar ki achadis le'ish shalom. Because if you do so, even though in the meantime you don't, the tzaddikim in the short term suffer, and they're not, but there's a haftacha. The end will be, if you stay the course of Yashus Tamimus, the end will be shalom, which doesn't just mean peace, it means shalemus. You'll have everything. Lechosar davar. Ufoyshe'im nish midu yachtov. Yachtov here means totally. It doesn't necessarily mean together. There's no achtus in the wishoim. When wicked people are destroyed, they don't die together. They die as individuals. Yachta means entirely, completely. It's another usage of the word. The wicked people will be thoroughly destroyed with no remnant.
You said before, Yachdav Eshkebab Isham. This is the one of the parking. I'm lying down and I'm falling asleep. Yachdav.
Completely.
It's one of the parking.
Before, right? So sometimes what yachtav means, it's used, it's not used in a normal sense. We or usually what yachtav means, it means together, achdus. That's not what it means. It means total. Total. So achdus is a form of totality. Because if everyone is on the same page, so there's a completeness. But when you use what yachtav as a achdus, everyone is together, that's a borrowed form of the word. Yachtav means complete. So when it says here in the pasuk ufayshim nishmedu yachtav, here it's been used in more of a pure form of its word. The wicked will be thoroughly destroyed. It doesn't mean they're all going to hold hands and they're going to shackle as they're destroyed. It's not kumzitz when the wicked are destroyed. It means they're going to be thoroughly destroyed. Acharis Rishaim Nichrasa, the end of the wicked is, their end is to be cut off. Now, Acharis also means hope. Okay, this is a homiletic interpretation of this pasuk. What's the hope for the Rishaim? What are they hoping for? What are their goals? Speak to a Rasha. You speak to a Tzaddik. What are your goals? A successful person is goal-oriented. What is the end game? If you don't have an end game, then you're just groping in the darkness. So a tzaddik, my end game is to achieve, to be mekayim mitzvahs. Okay, we need to learn and master kol haTorah kula, be mekayim mitzvah, have a family, to raise a family, to come to Hashem with all of my days that are filled with Torah mitzvahs. What is the end game of a Rasha? What do you want? What is your goal? Speak to people who are evil people. What do you want? What is your goal? Your goal is to kill everyone? And then what? After you succeed in eradicating all the people, then what are you going to do then? How are you going to spend your days? And they're very baffled. They're like, what's the purpose? Achris Rishaim, their hope is to cut themselves off. Their goal is to destroy themselves. The ultimate goal of a thoroughly, what was Hitler Yimach Shemo's goal? What did he want? He wanted to wipe out all the Jews, every single, and then what? And then what? What are you going to do then? What are you going to do? What kind of life are you going to have? Deep down inside, these are sick people. Their goal is to kill themselves, to cut themselves off, to be cut off from everything. These are self-destructive people. They're deep down within them, they want to destroy themselves and take the whole world down with them. Acharis, besides the pshuta shel mikra, that the end of the wicked will be punishment, where they will be cut off from Hashem, from this world, from Gan Eden. That's the Pashup Shat. It also means the hope. The hope of the wicked is Nichrosa, that they themselves shall be cut down. They're it's a sickness. They're self-destructive people. And they try to share their self-destructive nature with the whole world. With a person who loves himself loves other people. A person who hates himself hates everyone else. So there are people out there that are trying to commit mass murder because they want to kill themselves. It's just they want to take everyone with you. The hope is to cut off everyone from Hashem. U'seshua sadikim me'Hashem. The salvation of the righteous comes from Hashem. Ma'uzam. I'm sorry? He's going back. He's vastly. There's so much vastly. This gets the award. The award of this Mizmor La'Mezana from all probably the whole Tehillim, probably the whole Tehillim, is there is the most vacillation between what every single pasuk back and forth, back and forth. You get dizzy, back and forth, continuously. That's a major theme. The salvation of Tzadikim Hashem Mo'uzam. Hashem is the source of strength for a tzaddik be'ez tzara. Vayazrem Hashem. Hashem helps them. Vayifalatem, and he brings salvation. Vayavo ha'polit, the survivor. Hashem allows us to survive from the wicked. Yifalatem, we repeat the word. He will in the future allow us to survive. Me'rishaim, the yoshi'im, and he will save the tzaddikim. Why? Because ki chasuvo, because we have faith. We seek refuge in Hashem. Now let's see
everybody
these.
Wants to live. What is a destructive force?
No, not everyone wants to live. How many suicides are done every single day? On the Washington Bridge, you see what they did on the Washington Bridge? They put nets on the Washington Bridge. You go to Lakewood, they put the whole Washington Bridge, on the Verrazano Bridge. They put nets along the whole thing. On the Washington Bridge also, they put nets. It's a lot more than a few. They have signs. They have signs along the whole Washington Bridge. Right. If you want to commit suicide, call this number. Call this number. We'll help you. We'll get you there. It's no joke. It's not a joke. It's a terrible thing. Like you know during COVID, Rahman al-Islam, they don't talk about this on the news. They don't talk about lockdowns. What it did, lockdowns, the suicide rates are through the roof. You can't get today a psychologist. They're booked solid. It's Rahman al-Islam. It's unbelievable what's going on. So what's the cause? So many people, religious leaders will tell you, it's you need to have values in life. If you don't have religion gives you purpose. If you don't have religion, if your emun is weak, this is what happens. That's what a religious leader will tell you. I don't know what other people, but there are no question about it. There are people out there in the world that hate themselves and are self-destructive. And when that gets to an intensity, they want to take the whole world down with them. It's an illness. It's a choli hanefesh. And unfortunately, there are people out there, and we have to be very careful. Don't underestimate the koyach of evil. It's not always so good. I was reading yesterday from Jonathan Sacks. He has a whole unbelievable essay on this. Is in what context was it? Is you have to be very, you can't always trust everyone. You have to know your enemy. There are people who hate you. And those people who hate you, there's nothing to negotiate. There's nothing, Amalek. That's what he said. It's a fascinating chichidah, he said. It's an incredible vart. I was blown away. Klal Yisrael, they lived in Mitzrayim for how many years? 210 years. The Egyptians, they tortured us for 86 years. Avoidas perach. They took our children and put them in bricks. Kolabein hayilot hayoritash lichua. Avoidas perach. They systematically tried to destroy the Jewish people for 86 years. And we were good. We built up the whole country. Yosef, he the only reason why they're still alive is because of Yosef. Vayakav melech chodesh shelo yoda es Yosef. Nasa atzma ki ilo yoda es Yosef. Okay? What does the Torah say about them? It says that lo yavoi a Mitzri cannot come into Klal Yisrael for how many generations? Three generations. you have the great grandchild, a convert, a mitzvah that converts after three generations, oh, in common to Klal Yisrael. And also don't hate a mitzvah, because Ger Hayisa Biarza, they were your host. Oh, what a nice host. They put us in solitary confinement and tortured us, waterboarded us, and killed us. Don't hate them. Don't hate them. You were Ger in their land and they supported you. They were your host, even though they tortured you. Unbelievable. You come out of Egypt, and who do you meet there? You meet Amalek. And Amalek attacks. Who are these guys? Who are these Meshugoyim over here? They come, we come out of Egypt, and right away, the first thing out of Egypt, we're under attack. Battle stations. We, Yeshua, go to war. We fight. We kill them. Hashem, these people, Zohar Eis HaShe'osa, Mochoi Timche Ezecher Amalek. There shouldn't be a remnant of them. Not even made in Amalek. Made by Amalek. There's a sticker on an object they made. What's going on? Amalek, you just met them. Shalom Aleichem. Give them a chance. Go and have a conversation with them. You know, take them out for a beer and talk to them and get friendly. Maybe you'll show them another side to yourself that you're not so bad. They won't kill you. No, they come and they attack you. So the halacha is Zohar Eis Asher Oslach Amalek Mochoi Timche Ezecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemem Lo Tishkach. You only knew them for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes, already Hashem says these people, eradicate them. Egypt, you're there for 210 years. They spit you out like a piece of garbage. They tortured you. No, they're not so bad. My high. So he explains, based upon Mamari Chazal, the Egyptians had a reason to hate the Jewish people. They were rational. What do they say? The Hoyaki Sigrena Milchama. V'noisaf gamhu al soneinu. V'nilcham banu v'yolah minaretz. It sounds crazy to me, okay? But you have to figure out what it means exactly. There was some rationality. There was some rationality in their hatred. Okay, they're wicked. But it was a wickedness based upon logic. So there's room to. You're not allowed to, you have to, don't go back to Egypt. There are rules and regulations how to deal with people who hate you for a reason. Amalek has no reason to hate you. Their hatred is irrational. They hate themselves. These are self-destructive people. They're a curse to this world. You ever see Hitler? Oh, Hitler, always screaming. Every clip they show of Hitler, angry, vicious, like a dog. What? Biden is always very, he always talks very calmly, sweet. No, he's always, no. He does smile, Biden. But Hitler, you always see these clips. These are self-destructive. They hate themselves, and there's no rationality. It's just pure evil in its purest sense. If it's not rational, there's nothing to negotiate. Taking them out for a beer and trying to talk reason with these people, you're wasting your time. They'll get even worse. They'll get even more meshuga. There's no solution. It's evil in its purest form. It has to be eliminated thoroughly. Egypt? I mean, look what they did to us. It's a Holocaust, what they did to Jewish people. Yet the Torah says no. And Rabbi Sachs explains, it's because there was a reason. There was a rationality. Okay, what exactly is the rationality? It's very hard. You have to really delve very deep. Because I think some would argue that it wasn't really rational. These were excuses. I think some would take the argument, because they say, the Kisigrenim, Milchamet, like, what are you talking about? You're just making up excuses. Your hatred. He doesn't go down that path. He doesn't go. He has a different mahalach. Ayin panim l'toira. What he's saying, the concept is true. How you want to answer the question, assuming that is you say it is true. Okay, you can argue. You have to find different approaches. But his approach is there was a rationality to their hatred. If there's a rationality, then there's someone to talk to, and then everything has to be analyzed, and you have to be fair. The response the approach, the punishment, and the response has to be fair. It has to be measured and balanced. If you're dealing with a hatred that is not rational, there's nothing to discuss. Don't have a conversation. Wipe out the men, women, children, and every iota of these people. There's no one to talk to. There's no one home. You're dealing here with wicked people over here. The wicked people, there are many. If we knew how to darshan, it says here the word Rosh in this mizmar numerous times, with numerous different. And David the Tillim is the blueprint of history. And throughout every generation, there's another flavor of Rishayim. Rishayim, it's like Baskin's and Robbins. 31 flavors of Rishayim. There are many different flavors. Look, in Eretz Canaan, there were 31 kings of Canaan. Why were there 31? Each one had a different flavor. Each one had a different form of corruption. There's a different defect in their condition, in their nature, which has to be dealt with. And over here, you know, there's a lot of repetition. That's the very, you know, the number one problem learning Nach, excuse me, especially Nevi'im Achroinim, and something like Tehillim, and not only Tehillim but also Good morning, Mordechai. Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. And but in addition, the difficulty, the number one difficulty, is repetition. Everything seems to be again and again. The same shir, the same thing, the same concepts over and over, just different words. And to appreciate the nuances, how it's not the same. What it says in this pasuk is a completely different world than what it said in another pasuk, although it may superficially appear to be the same. They read the Haftaris. They all say the same thing, right? They all say, stop worshipping Avodah Zarah and shape up, or there's going to be a Churban, and there's Nebuchadnezzar. There's Nebuchadrezzar, and there's Sancheriv, and there is this, and there's this one, and that one. It's not the same. It's not. Life is complex. And in this mizmar, certainly David over here, through Ruach HaKodesh, is analyzing the entire timeline of history, and is analyzing very different situations. And you cannot generalize, what was, what's going to be. And we always talk in history, in school, every time you go to history class, the teacher always says, why do we study history? Who cares? So there's the first lesson, any history course, whether it's college, whether it's PhD, whether elementary school or high school, or kindergarten, first, why bother learning history? Because history repeats itself. We have to study history to understand a sequence of events, how things happen, so that in the future we will know, be wiser, how to deal with situations that come up in the future, because history repeats itself. That is the biggest lie in the world. That is not true. It's only partially true. There's a certain general concept of a sequence of events, but history does not repeat itself. Every situation is unique. It's unique. It's true. There are elements. There are elements that repeat themselves. There are certain patterns. No one's going to argue that's not the case. There are patterns of aggression, and what happens if you don't suppress aggression? Now, I'm talking Ukraine. Every country in the world, NATO was mechuyev to go and give Ukraine billions and billions of dollars, because we have to look what happened with Germany. Once Germany invaded one country, and if you appease them by letting them take, they go to the next, domino effect. So it's the same exact thing. Is that really true? Okay, history repeats itself. No, the conditions are very different. The conditions of Ukraine, Russia, are not necessarily the same as Germany. It's not Nazi Germany. It's not necessarily the same. Is it the same? Is it not the same? History is true. There are patterns, but the devil is in the detail. The devil is in the detail. We hear the word Russia appears in this mizmor multiple times. Multiple forms. They're not all the same. They come in different flavors. They come for different reasons. They have a different agenda, a different narrative, and the response is always different. There is one thing in common: Hashem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be the source of salvation in every one of these situations, but the approach and the agenda is nuanced. It's not always the same. Okay, let's go further. Let's go back to the Mitzvah stuff. We have to read the Mitzvah stuff. Let's see what the Mitzvah David. We have to start with Pasuk, the Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet on page 341. Kaveh Hashem Asher Hu Yatzilcha Miyad Horishon. Have hope in Hashem. Yearn for Hashem. Ushmor Darko, guard us when we believe Lassus Lohem Kemaseim. Don't do Lohem. We guard his way. What is it referred to over here? Guard Hashem's way. Mibli lasois lohem. I don't know what this means. What is the Mitzvah David saying over here? I don't even realize this. What is the thing over here? Kavi Hashem, yearn el Hashem, that he shall save you. Miyad harashoyim, ushmor darkoi, mibli lasois lohem. What does that mean? Anyone have any idea what this means? Guard his way. Who's his way? Hashem's way, right? Hashem's way.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them not the way they did, in a different way. Hashem doesn't act like
Mibli la'asois, do not do to them.
Exactly what they did.
What do you mean? Do not, who's? Yeah. Don't do to them like their deeds. What do you mean? That's midah keneged midah. We should do them what they did to us. Midah keneged midah. I'm not sure what this means. Okay, let's see. Lamed hey, Rosh Aritz. Now we go to the Rosh. The Rosh Hechazak Beresha. Okay, Umis Aritz. We discussed this. Umis Aritz. Look at the Mitzudo Sioin on the left side. It's a hard word. It means Nishrosh Umeoyre. Oyre means mingled. But in this context, it means deeply rooted. The chain arois al yeoiri, rooted on my river. Okay, back to the mitzvahs. David, umis ravuhu nishrosh ki ilon, like a tree hanatua mizman rav, from long ago. Vu rotoiv, it is watered. Umiluchloch, it is moist. Uritzen aloy mashalya memula bechol toiv, the wicked has everything you can possibly want. Vayavar pisoim. Suddenly, Ovar Min Ho'oilam. Okay, so the Mitzudas David is learning like Rav Kalman said. The word Vayavar is referring to the Rasha. The Rasha one day just passes away, disappears. Ve'hinenenu. Shemor Derech Tom, guard the way of Tamimus. Tamim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. Ure'e Derech Yashar. See to it that you live a life of Yashrus. Ki yesh acharis, there is a good ending, or there is a good hope. Acharis, the Mitzudas David says, it means sof. The end will be good. Leish hamavakeish shalom kol adam, a man who seeks. Now he learns over here. I didn't translate it like this. The way the Mitzudas David says, he has a novel translation to an ish that seeks out the best for everyone else. Ki acharis leish. So I translated it not necessarily incorrectly. The end of a man who goes in the way of tanimus and yashrus will be shalom. He will have peace. He will have shlemus. That's not what the Mitzvah David says. Ki acharis means there will be acharis. There will be good. There will be he really injects a word that does not appear in the pasuk. There will be an end of what? Doesn't say what. It's obvious. There will be an acharis of good. Does not say the word toiv in the pasuk. The Mitzudas David is adding that on its own into the pasuk for a man who seeks out the best of another man. Ki ach yesh acharis toiv leish hamavakesh, who seeks out the shalom kol adam. A person who seeks out the good and welfare of other men in this world will merit that his end will be a blessing. Lisnaig im kol biyashus uvitzmimus. Okay, that's interesting. Yachtov, kulam ke'echot. Again, this is not what I told Yachtov means entirely. Here he says simply that the wicked people, every last one of them, will be eliminated. Acharis, soifam, lichris, so their end will be, they will all be cut off, all of them together. Usishuas, avol, tishuas, sadikim, hi me Hashem. For whom mo uzam Hashem is their stronghold, be esara, vuhu, davar, hamiskayim, it will endure. Ki chosuvo, why? Because they seek refuge in Hashem, v'derech Hashem lo shia es hachris, it is the way of Hashem, it is Hashem's way to help, to bring salvation to those who seek refuge in Hashem. Let's see Rashi. Rashi goes in the word umis ore. The wicked are deeply rooted in their success. Mashrish, kamo oros al yar, rooted upon a river. Uvilashon mishle yesharbe. Ilon shenif shach. A tree whose core is severed or is rotted. Ume ore baklipa. It's deceiving. The shell, the klipa, the exterior is fastened, but the truth is it's not really not being nourished because on the inside it's rotted. You have a branch and it looks to you like the branch is a healthy branch. Little do you know that on the outside the bark is secure and that's why it's still in place, it's still standing, but the inside is rotted. And thus the nourishment is not going up. Like every city, these trees, the tree falls down, and then you wonder, how in the world did this tree fall down? And then when the tree falls down, you see that the whole core of the tree was rotted away. There was nothing, it was just a hollow shell. It was a disaster waiting to happen. So that's what's over here. Ke'ezrach ra'anon, like ke'echad me'ezrachich ha'aretz, ha'nishrash, like one of the residents of the land, he is deeply rooted and he is well established. He's rich. He is very. Page 340 in Rashi. The chaim perish menachem ki ezrach ra'anon mis lach leach. He is moist umitz tameach, and it's blossoming. Like an eshel, like a orchard, that's hanishrash, that's firmly rooted. The ezrach meezrachi bnei adam anshei shorashim hema. The sifsei zekedim says that there's a tos atfus. You have to read. You have to read, like people shetzorch lama bnei adam asher mushrashim hema. Like people that are, they're firmly established. No one would ever imagine that this person is going anywhere. He is so powerful. He is so wealthy. He is so well invested. His portfolio is diversified. And I told you the story. Once the Chavetz Chaim, someone told the Chavetz Chaim that it is impossible for me to become poor because I have diversified my portfolio. I'm invested in every single asset commodity in this world. And the way the world is that if one form of energy goes down, so I have, I'm just so diversified. The only way I could lose my money is if the entire world, the economy of the entire world collapses, which is not going to happen. So the Chavetz Chaim said to him, you're right, you've created for yourself a situation where Hashem can't take away your money. You're right. But Hashem can take you away from the money. Maybe Hashem can't take away the money from you, but Hashem can take you away from it. It's a very deep statement. It's a very deep, it doesn't just mean death. It means, Rahman al-Islam, you see people that have everything, but they have nothing. They have nothing. They have all the money in the world, and they have nothing. They showed Bernie Madoff. I saw this like little mini documentary about him. What a miserable life he had. What a miserable life. Miserable last couple of years before he was exposed. Before he was exposed, the whole fraud. Like, what a miserable life. Okay, you may have all this money, you didn't even have that, but you have nothing. Mamish, zero. No family, no wife, no life. Just misery and agmas nefesh. Okay. So he passed by Vine in Enu next Shumar Tam. Look at the ways of the Tmimim. Lilmoid Mima'asehem. Okay, so Rashi over here disagrees with the Mitzudas David. Whereas the Mitzudas David has told a person to guard the ways of Tmimus. The word Tom, according to the Mitzudas David, means the derech, a way of life. Over here, Rashi says, no, look at people. Not in a way of, look at human beings who have excelled. Look at models. There are people in this world who are, look, there are certain, Hashem gives once in a while people in this world. Page, no, three, I'm sorry, 340. If I said 340. 340. Look at people. Hashem every so often gives us people to emulate. People who are tmimim. Not what the Mitzvot David says. According to the Mitzvot David, there's no model. There are no models in this world to look at. Look at the Torah. The Torah tells you how to live your life. Guard the ways of tmimus. The Rashi says no. Bidarke in the ways hatmimim. Lilmoid mima'aseihem. It's a whole different shot in the pasuk. Hashem will give every generation people who you can look up to, can be a source of inspiration to follow in their ways. Not like the Mitzvah stuff. This is the way I translated the pasuk when we learned the first time, that although it's not referring to Hashem is going to give an acharis of toiv to a person who seeks the good and welfare of other people. No, it's talking about yourself. A person who looks up to tzaddikim and has a yearning to follow in their ways, at the end he will find within himself an inner peace. He will be at peace. Avol Paishim, Vachatoim, Urishoim, Acharisam, their end nichrosa, they are gonna be cut off, nishmidu, yachtov. He doesn't want to translate. He does not want to translate the word yachtov. Okay, I looked to the Mefarshim over here, nothing really, you know, drew me. So we're gonna stop over here. Mir Tashem, tomorrow we're going to begin with this new Mizmar. It's a beautiful long Rashi over here. We'll take a short break. We're going to spend some more time today on Tekia Shofar. Go through some of the interesting things about the sounds of the Shofar when we return in a few moments. No, I did not bring in. We're going to...